Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Steely Dan bringing us back. Saw them in concert recently at the Ryman, Nashville, Tennessee. That was a great show. And we really enjoyed seeing those guys. They didn't tour for about 40 years. Put on a good show. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, which is ageofthecustomer.com. Mary Cantando is our guest, our good friend, almost 11-year member of our Brain Trust, the founder of the Woman's Advantage Group, and womansadvantage.com is her, I'm sorry, .biz is her website. And Mary, thanks again for hanging out with us. They can find your books, all about your books at the website, all the things that you do. Can they find out about your new, relatively new expansion of Women's Advantage there?
Yeah. Our Women's Advantage Forum is listed there, which are groups of women business owners who meet on a regular basis to grow their businesses.
Right.
And, yeah, so that's there as well as, you know, all the books and, of course, your favorite, the calendar.
Absolutely. So,
we're actually ready to launch our 2015 calendar. I can't believe it.
So put us down for a bunch of them. I don't know how many we ordered last year, but put us down for that many more, please.
Okay, will do.
We send them out.
Always glad to take an order, you know. Always glad to take an order.
No, I mean, listen, we send them to ladies all over the place. We send them to our friends, our customers, you know, the assistants and the VP, executive vice president. It's a great gift. It's a great calendar, ladies, especially. And I have one on my desk because I want to know what you guys are up to, Mary. So that's the reason I have one. Hey, Mary, we're talking about raising prices.
Yeah.
And getting our prices raised. And you and I were lamenting the fact that way too many small business owners don't charge enough because they're afraid to. Now, here's a question for you. You're the woman's business expert.
Right.
Women in business expert. Are women more or less likely to raise prices than a man?
I think, and I've got no hard data on this, but my anecdotal data tells me that women almost always price lower than men.
Yeah.
And a big part of it is because they're afraid not to make the sale. They're afraid, if I charge 10% more, 20% more, then they might not buy from me. But let me tell you a quick favorite story.
And let me stop you for 1 second.
Okay.
If a customer says to a man business owner, "This is prices too high," then the business owner, the man would be more likely to say, what price would you pay?" or something like start negotiating.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, when somebody tells you that price is too high, do not do what I know you probably will do next. Do not do this. Do not say, "Oh, I'm sorry."
Mm-hmm.
Please don't apologize for your price. Mary, you know I'm right.
Yes, I do know you're right, Jim.
Don't apologize for your price. If they don't like it, that's their problem. Now, if you want to negotiate with them, that's something else, isn't it?
Exactly. Particularly for a service. If you
don't apologize, never, ever apologize for your price.
Right. Exactly.
Go ahead. Now go ahead. I'm up my
soapbox. Yes. So my all-time favorite pricing story is this. I had a client who was serving as an expert witness in legal cases. So that's what she did. And I found out she was charging $50 an hour, and I almost,
blew my top when
I heard that.
Yeah.
So, but she was afraid to increase prices. So I said, "Here's what I want you to do. I want you to double your price and tell me the reaction. The next time you have an opportunity, mm-hmm. just double your price and tell me the reaction." Well, met her a couple months later, and she said, "I've been doing that, and I haven't had any feedback." I said, "Okay, double your price again."
Okay.
So then she went from 50 to 100 to 200. I said, "Double your price again and see." And so a couple months later, she's like, "Nobody said anything. They just pay the invoice."
And she still has business.
I said, "Double the price again."
Wow.
She's up to $400. And she came back and said, I haven't gotten any pushback at all on this. When she got to $800 an hour, she started getting pushback from her customers. And I said, that's your price.
That's
when
right.
you start getting pushback from people that it's a little too expensive, I'm not sure about this, I've got to check on it, let me see what the company, you know, when you start getting that kind of pushback from people, then you know you've hit the right price.
And folks,
so
this...
she went from $50 to $800 in 18 months.
The objective is not to work yourself to death, folks. The objective is to make enough money so charge the people who will pay what you need to get. Find those people and instead of working for the world for $50 an hour or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
exactly.
You've got to do this, folks. And you know, there's one of my favorite stories about this, Mary, is if you talk to any multifamily housing manager, apartment manager, they'll tell you they never ever want to be 100% occupied. They never want to be more than like 95-96% occupied. They always want to have one or two units open, because if they're not raising their prices and pushing people and causing some people to leave because it's too high, they're not charging enough. That's what they do.
Right, right.
So you want to be 100% occupied in your business.
In this instance, this woman just had to think, what's my value?
Yep.
To the customer, right?
Now, what I used to do is I used to give existing customers a discount and charge the new customers the new rate. And they loved that. My existing customers loved that. Hey, Mary, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Okie doke.
Womansadvantage.biz, folks. Check that out. Mary Cantendo. We'll be back another day. I'll be back here for
this. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.